This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I guess I'm a snuffophobe. I'm not cool enough to think young men and women that grab off the street, usually young trendies thinking they're moving to Berlin or L.A. to make it big. I guess I'm not cool because I'm not into pedophilia. I'm not into torturing people to death. I am into hunting down people that are involved in stuff like this at a very fundamental level. But I wouldn't even take pleasure in seeing these people executed anymore than I take pleasure on shooting a weasel getting in the hen house. But these are predators. This is who rules our planet. They're set up a world government so they can carry out their operations publicly and be above the law. And so they can be above God's law and achieve life extension. That's their holy grail. But I guess supposedly if you have the holy grail, you live forever. As science fiction becomes reality, let's go ahead and play Mark Dice's report.
I'll show you the video clip of him admitting it out of his own mouth in just a second. The former bassist from the Scorpions, Ralph Reicherman, has admitted that he once attended a snuff party where someone or multiple people were murdered for the entertainment of the guests who paid up to $100,000 to attend. Reicherman, originally from Germany, bumped into a paparazzi from TMZ who asked him about Berlin's popular fetish parties, and this was his stunning response.
I went to one time, I've seen really bad.
Was it like a donkey show or?
No, actually, you know, I think they actually kill people there. So they pay like up to like 100,000 people to see people get
executed.
I'm not kidding.
Says he's not kidding. You can see the look on his face looks pretty freaked out, which brings to mind the allegations made by former Senator John DeCamp in his book The Franklin Cover-Up about supposed snuff films and child abuse that is alleged to have occurred inside the Bohemian Grove by Illuminati members and Aleister Crowley fans and black satanic sex magic practitioners back in the 1980s, around the same time when the Scorpions were in their heyday. They were very popular. Songs like Wind of Change, Rock You Like a Hurricane, and Still Loving You. But one of their album covers, Virgin Killer, features child pornography, which was sanctioned and approved by RCA Records. So it shouldn't be that surprising that such sick individuals who would put such things on their album cover would be rubbing elbows with such sick, satanic people that they would be throwing parties where people would get murdered for the entertainment of the guests. Ralph Reicherman also hinted that there was even something worse that happened at the parties when he said this.
I went to another one where literally I saw like the gross, I wanted to throw up.
Was he talking about possible child abuse as outlined in the Franklin cover-up? Such allegations don't seem that far-fetched when you understand the sick, satanic black magic practitioning scum within the Illuminati and his stunning admission really should be investigated by the FBI. Absolutely horrific. But in today's society, with many people paying money to go and see the most brutal and realistic horror films like Saw and Hostel, it certainly isn't that far-fetched to believe that certain individuals want to go a step further and actually witness or participate in murders themselves as a form of their entertainment.
Yep. And Mark Dice is obviously a snuffophobe. and a, I guess you could say a pedophobe, someone scared of children, a pedophile phobe. And I am too. We are bigoted and bad.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with InfoWarsLife.com Consumer Alert Report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 Nascent Iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com, and that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The late, great Bilderberg sleuth, Jim Tucker, when Margaret Thatcher had just been out of office 1 year, was able to interview her briefly at a D.C. press dinner that she was a keynote speaker at. She was actually there attending it with the vice president. And he wrote an article about it. The fact that he brought up Bilderberg to her and how she had helped keep the UK out of the European Union, and that she said that she was very, very proud of that, and that she was most proud of that, and that basically it was treasonous. Well, the UK was sucked into the EU by the so-called trade deal, just like the TPP. And details were kept secret. They weren't allowed to vote on it. Just as we're now seeing, their prime minister, our president, was, quote, given the unconstitutional authority under either country's laws to sign on to it. And now we know, because of a statement President Obama made on NPR, that's on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com today, that indeed there is carbon taxes, there is, quote, global warming initiatives in the TPP agreement. There is draconian manipulation of our borders, quotas on refugees. It's the same thing that's in the EU or the NAU. It's the same group. And we're very honored to have Lord Christopher Monckton who was on record, a major newspaper editor, inventor, chief advisor to Margaret Thatcher, the founder of UKIP, the fastest growing party in the UK and in Europe. Of course, their big star is Nigel Farage, been a guest many times here. He heads up scienceandpublicpolicy.org. We normally have him on as the leading expert exposing Al Gore and the carbon tax fraud. And there's new documents out today that NASA was ordered to fix the decline in temperature, just as East Anglia got caught in ClimateGate doing. But we're not going to get into that today. I wanted to get Lord Monckton on, and I appreciate him taking the time out to do it on this Friday evening, UK time, to discuss what it's like to have fought this, held it back as her advisor. He was the guy to found UKIP decades ago to try to get them then out of the EU, the dictatorial EU that makes 80%+ of UK laws without a vote. And to now have the BBC News headline, Germany's Merkel opened to EU treaty changes for UK to keep them in. AP, EU ways unprecedented reform as Britain threatens to leave. The TPP, the EU, it's all heads of the same globalist multinational Hydra. And sure, UKIP's forced the Tories to act like they're going to try to let the EU system be forced to a vote, but it does show major progress, in my view. And just look at the progress of founding UKIP. In fact, Lord Monckton, give us some of the history. In fact, I'm going to give you the floor right now until we go to break about 8-9 minutes. I mean, when did you found UKIP? Break it all down for folks and where we are today, because this is so historical, and it's got to feel really good for you to see this happening.
Well, UKIP was founded, actually not by me, but it was founded 22 years ago. And
but you were one of the founders of UKIP, from what I've read online.
Came quite late to the party, actually. It was founded by an academic called Alan Sked, who was concerned that we were no longer a democracy. Our democracy had been taken away by stealth, piece by piece. They had dismantled our democracy. Now it's getting on for 90% of all laws made for us are made not by people we elect, but they're made by people we don't elect. The commissars, as the Germans call them, the people who meet behind closed doors, there are 30 of them, nobody knows really who they are.
Sure, but I want to give you the floor, but just to get it clear, you were there early on with Thatcher fighting it, from my research, and you were involved in the main launch of UKIP being successful, because from what I've read in newspapers, they say you and Nigel Farage are basically founders of it. I mean, I guess because you helped it become successful, they say that then.
I mean, certainly in Scotland, we've got it going. We've now got our first representation north of the border. I was leader of the party in Scotland when that happened. We are making waves right throughout Britain. We got an enormous percentage of the vote at the last general election, but didn't get more than one parliamentary seat, because when you first begin a breakthrough of this kind, you don't get many seats, and then you build on that, and next time we'll get still more, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a bogus negotiation where Cameron and the other European members will get together, they'll work out a few token concessions so that Cameron can then say to the people, well, I recommend that they've given us enough. What they won't have given us is our democracy back. And until they do, UKIP won't be satisfied. What we want to see is a right of the parliaments of member states to vote down legislation proposed by the EU unless and until the elected European Parliament, which at the moment doesn't even have the power to bring forward a bill, not much of a parliament that then, is given proper democratic power. If it's not given enough power, then we would rather just leave. So we've made huge advances in the European elections. We're now the largest party in Britain, in the European Parliament. We've made very big advances also in the British elections, but we've now begun, rather surprisingly, to take votes almost as much from the Labour Party as from the Conservative Party. Because one of the things that Nigel has brilliantly done is to broaden the appeal of the party. So it's no longer just the intellectuals, the academics concerned about our democracy. It's ordinary working people who are now becoming concerned about our
democracy.
Well,
that's very exciting, but I mean, as somebody involved since the Thatcher administration, can you go back to the fight then? I mean, she was successful holding it back then they were able to ram it through by stealth, because I'm comparing it to how they're trying to ram through the TPP the very same way.
Absolutely. They could not get through what eventually became the Maastricht Treaty, which was the one where we finally gave our control of our laws away forever. They couldn't get that through while Margaret Thatcher was still in office. They had to get rid of her before they could do it. And it was the pro-European faction in the cabinet that plotted against her to bring her down, so that they could drag us in ever deeper into this mess of anti-democracy. And we fought that for as long as she was prime minister. They knew they couldn't get away with that. She was very willing to work with our European partners on matters of common advantage, but she was not willing to give away our democracy. And she stood very firm and very strong and very clear on this. And, of course, it was very popular with the people. She was re-elected 3 times with huge majorities, precisely because she had taken a tough line, a pro-British line, and a pro-democracy line, because in her day, the two things went together. Now, Cameron is not of the same stamp. He's very different. He is saying, well, you know, we want to stay in the European Union, and he will do whatever it takes to do it. It's not even clear that they will make sure that the referendum bill, which has to be passed before a referendum can be held on this question, will pass the House of Lords, because...
Sure, but I mean, he is at least engaging in this lip service because of UKIP pressure, correct?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that had it not been for UKIP, he wouldn't even have made that promise before the last general election that this time he would give us a referendum.
So it shows the issue is now becoming more and more popular. People are more and more aware of it.
Now on the front pages. No longer can the establishment say this is something you can sweep under the carpet. No longer can they say this is just a few cranks. That's what they said of us in the early
years. So isn't that a devastating victory for sovereignty worldwide?
I think this is enormous, because I think what's going to happen is that people worldwide will realize you can do this. You can fight City Hall on these democratic issues, and you can win. I want to end very briefly on one little point that you raised earlier about Tom Carl of the NOAA and fiddling the temperature data to try to pretend that there has been global warming over the last 18 years, 6 months, when the satellites show zero global warming over the last 18 years, 6 months. How has he done this? He's done it by fiddling the figures. And he fiddled them in a really clever way, but we've seen through it. Now, I've got a paper already up on the internet at whatsupwiththat.com, W-A-T-T-S, upwiththat.com, which explains that since the oceans below the surface, which he's talking about, are warming at only one-fifth of the rate he says the surface is warming at, and because the air immediately above the surface he's talking about is not warming at all, the conclusion is that he is simply making it up. His paper is, in fact, a breach of the laws of thermodynamics, which is how heat gets moved around. If you make a sandwich, like the barbecue you and I had when I came to visit you in Austin, Texas, and you put meat in the middle and bread either side, if the bread is colder than the meat will cool down. It will not stay hotter than the bread. And what he's trying to say is that the surface in the middle of this sandwich between the air above and the ocean below is hotter than both. It can't be. It's as simple as that.
Incredible. We've got one more segment, and I do want to segue into this because it's all interconnected. We now know TPP, that's secret. Basically, the Asian Union emerged with the EU and the American Union under the trilateral plan. We now know, Lord Monckton, as you know, that it does have that in it. Just outrageous.
Well, this is an enormous disgrace that the Obama is insisting as the price of American cooperation in this and any other international agreement, that the countries with whom he does business have to kowtow to this climate monster by shutting down their major industries. And already your coal industry is on its knees. Already your utilities are on their knees. Already your aluminium smelters are going overseas. Your steelworks are going overseas. And paradoxically, therefore, emitting more CO2 because they operate under more inefficient overseas regimes than if they'd stayed at home. But he doesn't care. These were the people who used to be the big donors for the Republican Party, and this has nothing to do with the climate, but everything to do with Obama trying to destroy the funding of his political opponents. It is as straightforward as that. It's very typical.
It's a mafia takeover. It's like Hitler for 5 years before he rounded them up wouldn't let Jews and others run their shops to first make them destitute before he actually grabbed them. You take people's power away before you kill them.
That's exactly what he's been trying to do, and that's the significance of Tom Carl's paper today. After the break, I'll tell you a very funny story about me and Tom Carl in front of Congress.
Sure, actually, skip the break, Lord Monckton, to give you more time.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to carry on now? Or
yeah, go ahead. I just skipped it. Go ahead.
Okay, fine. Right, what we're going to do is, about 2009 this was, I've been invited by the Republicans to testify as their witness in front of Congress, opposite Tom Carl, who, of course, was the Democrats' witness. Now, Tom Carl is the head of the National Climatic Data Center, which is a subdivision of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, and it, among other things, keeps a global temperature record. Now, I was explaining to Congress, and I showed them a chart, which demonstrated that for the 8 previous years, there had actually been global cooling. Now, Representative Joe Barton of Texas, who was the Republican ranking member on the committee at that time, said to Tom Carl, he said, but you and other officials have been coming here for months telling us we've got global warming. Lord Monckton says there hasn't been any. In fact, it's been cooling for 8 years. Will you please explain why you never told us that? Or is Lord Monckton lying to us? So Tom Carl flanneled like mad and said, oh, well, he wouldn't have done the thing the same way as I had done it. So Joe Barton cut him off and said, you're both to go away and write letters to the committee explaining your facts. So all I did was to send a letter to the committee taking Tom Carl's own temperature data set, the NCDC temperature data set, and sure enough, for 8 years, it showed global cooling. He had tried to mislead Congress. He's now trying to mislead the world again, this time by pretending that there hasn't been this very long pause in global warming, during which for the last 18 years and 6 months, according to the satellite data that came out just 2 days ago, there has been no global warming at all, notwithstanding record increases in CO2 concentration. So we've got the CO2 concentration going through the roof. In fact, it's now higher than it's been in 810,000 years.
Absolutely, sir. But I mean, before you go any further, just as a political researcher, the Club of Rome, all these inside robber baron globalists that are the opposite of free market corporations are at war with the free market segment and, quite frankly, taking it over. We're in deep trouble. And so productivity is in deep trouble. They're in a consolidation period. We're being conquered, basically. But even if carbon dioxide was bad, even if it was warming us up, even if all these lies were true, we always have that debate on the science, which I know is important, and you've won that debate. They just keep stonewalling, and separately, how does paying gore and blood carbon trading in London or paying the Chicago Mercantile that Obama is invested in and that Soros is invested in and an N.M. Rothschild, how does paying these billionaires, billions and billions and trillions in the aggregate, how does that save the earth when you move 1,000 coal plants from the U.S. to Mexico and China, where they have no controls, and they're totally dirty, and ours are clean? How? It's all a fraud. It's all a scam.
So I'm going to give you a ticket on that, because China overtook the United States just 10 years ago as the world's largest emitter, and in 10 years has become twice as large an emitter of CO2 as the United States. And what does Obama do? He goes to his fellow communists last December in China and says, you can go on emitting as much CO2 as you like. I'm going to shut down the U.S. economy so you don't have to compete with it for natural resources.
Unbelievable.
Concern of the Chinese. And the Chinese have said, yeah, we're happy with that. Well, what's not to like? So what is happening here? You're quite right about these rich people who have clambered onto this climate bandwagon, because this, Alex, is the fastest transfer of wealth and power
ever
from poor people worldwide to rich people worldwide in human history. That's what it's really all about.
And they
about.
Package it as helping poor people.
Yeah. Because, as you said, they don't care about poor people. They care about them if they're voters. Otherwise, they don't care about them at all. And even then, not much. They want to get rich. They have realized that by coming up with this ridiculous, increasingly visibly ridiculous climate mantra, they can get shovelfuls of cash. That's why Tom Carl comes out with these dopey papers and puts all those falsehoods in front of them.
Well, I mean, how many times can they get caught with fake data and fake data sets in the emails, you know, to hundreds of other groups faking everything? I mean, how many times can they get caught until they get in some type of trouble? I want you to answer that, Policer. And then in closing, what about Al Gore in a speech? We played the clip last week. In 2007, getting his Nobel Prize, or 2006, saying that the Antarctic ice cap will be completely gone by 2013, and now it's at record levels. I mean, he's got to get caught saying polar bears are all dying when their numbers are up fivefold.
That's right. The polar bears' numbers are up. It's the Arctic ice cap he was talking about, and that is still there, very much still there. The you've got my piece now, I see, on the...
But wasn't he talking about he was talking about Arctic, yeah, the northern. I said the southern, sorry.
And the Arctic ice is still there, even in the summer. And it wouldn't matter terribly much if it disappeared in the summer. It's only going to disappear for a few weeks. Again, the laws of thermodynamics dictate that for the rest of the time it's got to be there because of the way the sun hits at an angle. So all of these fictions are beginning to become more and more implausible. That's the significance of Tom Carl's ludicrous paper, because what he is having to do is to produce so absurd a false result that even a layman like me can look at it and find the most obvious way of showing it's an absurd result, which is if the air above the surface isn't warming, if the ocean below the surface is hardly warming, how can the surface itself be warming? The answer is it can't. It's an offense against the laws of thermodynamics, the laws of how heat moves around in the system. There is no way that his result can be correct. It is really as simple as that, and that's the point.
Are you saying 2 + 2 doesn't really equal 5 like Common Core says?
That's it. I'm saying 2 + 2 still equals 4. Like it or not, Alex, I'm old-fashioned about these things. And what they are saying is they are now in desperation coming out with lies that are so absurd that you can knock them down in 2 minutes. It doesn't even require detailed research to do it. And that's the point. They know that this Paris climate...
So what are they going to do next, and what's their next big power grab?
Next big thing is the climate conference in Paris. The Paris climate conference is the real big one. That's in December this year. It's the 23rd, I think it is, in the series of annual UN climate bedwetters conferences, where tens of thousands of activists basically go there, and a few dozen national negotiators go there. And they now have in place a plan which will create what they're no longer going to call a global government. The term government was used in the 2009 Copenhagen draft, which failed when China blew it out of the water. But now China's been nobbled by Obama because he's exempted them from having to make any cuts in emissions. Whatever Paris actually does will make no difference to the climate, even if CO2 had an influence to the degree that they say it does, which we now know it doesn't. But they're still going to set up their global government. They're calling it this time, rather coyly, a governing body, so that they can easily change it into a government later. Exactly the same as the EU. It's the same model. They started by requiring that nations should report various data to them. They then gradually increased the obligations to report, so that you're having to spend vast amounts of money collecting perfectly useless data about how much CO2 you emit and how much you scavenge back by planting trees and nonsensical stuff. And they make the nations do that. Then they make the nations comply with various targets, which the nations first of all voluntarily put forward, and then gradually they become compulsory. That's the stage they're reaching now in Paris. They have set up in the meantime something like 1,000 new supranational bureaucracies to be the sinews of this global government. They are already in place. They were put in place by the Cancun Treaty. The
Lord Monckton, we're going to have you back up in the near future to break all that down. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. You're on the front line of fighting global tyranny. And we salute you for your great work with the UKIP and others on forcing an awakening to the fact that you're under EU dictatorship. Thank you so much. Great job. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. God bless America. We will keep the world free, whether the powers that be like it or not.
Hoorah to that. We'll be back. Tons of news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Lawyer who authored the U.S. Chemical and Biological Weapons Treaty. He also went to the quasi-classified Harvard PhD program and only has one PhD a year that Kissinger and others have gone through, so he was given the inside scoop on how stuff really operates. Francis A. Boyle's coming on because he's an expert on the anthrax attacks that happened, and he can get into the Pentagon mailing anthrax all over the U.S. and all over the world. Weaponize anthrax, what's really behind that. Then we'll get his breakdown on the TPP, on all the news coming out and the documents coming out that the West is running the Syrian rebels, including the, quote, radicals that make up the vast majority, while saying that we should all give up our freedoms to be protected from the very radicals that they run. So that is coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour, just like Monckton joined us for a half hour. Then in that last half hour, I've got a special report Jakari Jackson did, dealing with just the out-of-control corruption with big charities and how United Way, Red Cross, and others keep more than half the money. They give money to gun control, you name it. But because they're too big to fail, people still just keep giving them money. And it's the same thing that we see across the board. Meanwhile, they're talking about Senator Marco Rubio's wife and he both have together, since they've been married more than a decade, 17 traffic infractions. What is that, less than one a year? And I don't like Rubio for open borders, being anti-gun, being a globalist, being pro-Big Brother. Attack him on that. It just shows how, oh, look, 17 traffic infractions. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. Oh, my, that's really big news. And did you hear about Jenner? Yeah, he wears a wig now. Wow. And why don't they call all the guys from Police Academy, where they dress up like women and got beards, whether they give them Nobel Prizes or something. It's not that I'm even bashing the guy who thinks he's a woman. It's that it's the top story in the country for the last few weeks, and it just doesn't even matter. It's just stupid. Like stories about traffic tickets. While we're going under a global treaty, the TPP, that codifies every nightmare you can imagine into law. But before I go any further, I want to get into this whole soccer situation. I've talked some about it, but now it's really clear. Just a week ago, it was a conspiracy theory to say that the U.S. was doing this, the people that run the U.S. were doing this, to claw away the World Cup from Russia. Now they said that's in question whether they'll get the World Cup. I tell you what, we can clean up soccer when you clean up the NFL and boxing and everything else that's so corrupt in this country. And it seems like, yeah, America's going to get us the game. I mean, give me a break, folks. They paid, the city of Austin paid hundreds of millions of dollars to build the F1 track outside town and give Ecclestein or Steen, or it's a really hard name to pronounce, Ecclestone, Steiny, or whatever, however you say it, Ecclestone, so he could give his daughters each $400 million houses or whatever. And look, if it wasn't taxpayer money from all over the world where they give him the land, pay for everything, then he gives deals to the politicians locally to, you know, get some of the money back through corporate deals he gives them. I mean, this corruption is endemic. So it's equivalent going after the Soccer Federation of going after Rubio for parking tickets. But don't worry, the NBA says no suggestion of FIFA-style corruption in basketball. Oh, even when you get cities to build you these billion-dollar stadiums? Multi-billion-dollar in the case of football? And then I got to pay for it, just like I got to pay for sex changes, abortions. Now they're talking about making people pay for nose jobs. I don't want to pay for your chopping your nose off. Meanwhile, I know so many people having their houses taken by the IRS because they've lost their jobs and can't pay, and people getting kicked off Social Security and not can't get health care. They go in and say, where's my free health care? And they laugh at them. Obamacare isn't free health care. Scum. How about a double or triple your prices? They got rid of the charity care now under Obamacare. They don't have to give you health care at charity hospitals anymore that run as profit centers. Most hospitals are charity hospitals. That's how it was always run. We had the best health care in the world until 50 years ago. Government corporations got involved. Insurance companies got involved. Now it's really bad. We got still some amazing health care sometimes, but the system itself is out of control. And then people think we're going to get reformed by a group of crooks like Boehner and Obozo. And again, I like to call him O-Vomit, O-whatever, but really, he's very successful. So I want to play John Bowne's report on this because it is a major distraction. And then I'm going to get into, when is it a crime to withdraw money from your bank? And more. Here is that report.
We are here to announce the unsealing of charges and the arrest of individuals as part of our long-running investigation into bribery and corruption in the world of organized soccer.
It must have been Let's Pretend We Work for the American People Day over at the Department of Justice. Newly appointed United States Attorney General Loretta Lynch dropped the hammer on World Cup soccer executives, issuing warrants for their arrest regarding the accumulation of over $150 million received by employing methods of racketeering, money laundering, and wire fraud. The head of the snake of this notorious soccer empire, Sepp Blatter, will of course remain untouched. Bread and Circus historically serves as a huge distraction while the real criminals mingle in smoke-filled rooms holding the puppet strings of law enforcement that knows full well how they arrived at their position and where the real line is drawn. And so it goes. While the world watches soccer executives scurrying out like rats, no arrests, no warrants, nothing is done to the instigators of a far greater recent scandal that dealt punishing blows to the economy. Six banks have agreed to pay a combined $5.8 billion to the Justice Department and other regulators. Five of them have pled guilty to criminal charges. Citicorp, JP Morgan, Barclays, and RPS are pleading guilty to charges tied to Forex manipulation, while UBS is pleading guilty to interest rate manipulation charges. They have each agreed to a 3-year corporate probation period. No scurrying executives, no impending jail time, just a laughable corporate probation period and fines. Who cares if executives of the most powerful banks colluded on rigging interest rates to make billions of dollars? The DOJ doesn't seem to mind that the Department of Defense spent $4 million on taxpayer-funded credit cards for personal charges, including $3.2 million of it at casinos, and $100,000 at strip clubs by 646 government cardholders. While the average American family is seeing their health care costs skyrocket, the government throws away billions per year on waste and fraud. Those very same officials spending our taxpayer dollars will be right on board once the cash trough is replaced by digital currency, and that is coming sooner than most people think. A new age of economic totalitarianism, as highlighted by economist Martin Armstrong, is being discussed with zeal in secret meetings in London. Armstrong writes, "This idea of eliminating cash first floated as the normal trial balloon to see how the people would take it." Kenneth Rogoff of Harvard University and William Buter, the chief economist at Citigroup, first launched the concept. Their claims have been widely hailed, and their papers are now the foundation for the new age of economic totalitarianism that confronts us. Rogoff and Buter have laid the groundwork for the end of much of our freedom, and one day will be considered the new Marx with hindsight. Considerations of their arguments have shown how governments can seize all economic power and destroy cash in the process of eliminating all rights. Physical paper money provides the check against negative interest rates, for if they become too great, people will simply withdraw their funds. funds and hoard cash. Furthermore, paper currency allows for bank runs. Eliminate paper currency and what you end up with is the elimination of the ability to demand withdrawal funds from a bank. Our Defense Department squanders billions of taxpayer dollars.
We wanted to know how much taxpayer money the government spends on these mysterious micro-purchases. So we found out. Our review found about $20 billion in just about the course of a year.
We asked all of these other major federal agencies based here in D.C. for their micro-purchase shopping lists, and all refused.
The same cadre of criminals that crashed the economy in 2008 were merely slapped on the old wrist after being caught rigging interest rates. And world governments are colluding to imprison the population with a digital currency that will enslave anyone that doesn't adhere to the impending New World Order system run by a group of elite scum that would become far more powerful than anything we have ever imagined in our worst nightmares.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, as it is called, is an all-out assault on our national sovereignty. It would unconstitutionally transfer legislative powers from the U.S. Congress, our state legislatures, our city and county governments, to multinational corporations and unaccountable international bureaucrats at the World Trade Organization.
And Americans are still off in la-la land thinking that the United States has the sovereignty. You know, the International Organization of Securities Commission regulates our market, and there's a Basel Commission on Banking and the BIS, which bank international settlements. These, the Federal Reserve is part of BIS. It regulates banking. You know, the International Criminal Court of Europe has jurisdiction over here in the United States. So the American people need to wake up that the sovereignty of the United States is gone.
Global government's not coming, it's here.
Exactly.
But twisting a few media moguls' arms to squeeze out bribes within an industry built on kicking a ball around a field is far more important. John Bound, Infowars.com.
Very powerful, true journalism report by John Bound of Infowars.com. Great job, John Bound. And that aired last night on the Nightly News. You're really missing hardcore information. The hour-long Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central every evening with our great team of reporters and researchers and all the folks that are behind the scenes here. I want to go through news as much as I can. I mentioned the war on cash. When is it a crime to withdraw money from your own bank account? I want to get into this Paul Watson article that's huge. TPP emails show CEO joked about making royalty payments to U.S. officials. I'm going to say these are our rules, brag chemical company boss, on how they're basically writing the international law that you can't see. So we'll get to all that, but there's a Fox News story here that I could spend 10 hours on because I call this a Rosetta Stone article. And I talk about this maybe once a week, something I say is a Rosetta Stone. It's a decoder. You read this article, you understand everything, how they work, how they operate. Even Fox News reports, like, is it reasonable, is it not reasonable, that 11-year-old girls were taken to a lesbian-slash-gay porn shop. Porno movies, sex toys, everything. And the school said it's okay because it's alternative. See, if they were teaching heterosexual sex to third graders, it'd be called pedophilia, and it is. But when you bring this whole gay thing in, it's all right. So we'll grab that news report and play the next segment. This is the sexualization of our children, and this is cults of basically pedophiles. From Dennis Hastert on down, that are coming after our children. And when heterosexuals do it, they get locked up. When homosexuals do it, they get called goddesses and worshipped. And this is what the takeover is. Star Tribune's also reporting it. We're not joking. I mean, full-on sex shop, folks. 11-year-old girls. Now, I imagine in America, And by the way, I can't even say some of the stuff we know that WorldNet Daily reported on years ago. Stations would complain when I would read articles about what 10, 11, and 12-year-old boys and girls in Rhode Island and other states were, in one case, were taken to a college dorm and put in beds and then taught stuff I didn't know about till I was in college. It's pedophilia. That's not my view. That's what it is to take. I mean, if you go up in a park and try to show a Hustler magazine to an 11-year-old girl, folks, you're going to go to jail for 10 years, and you should. But you take them and you show them a bunch of women naked together and a bunch of men naked together, then it's trendy. It's the same thing. These people need to be indicted. And it's just par for the course. I see this all the time. The smitten kitten. By the way, any of these stores have got everything in them. So to claim, oh, it's progressive, it's okay. Again, that's the political correctness is an excuse for people to do whatever they want, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely, totally, and completely over the top. Over the top. You're an adult. Do whatever you want, as long as you don't hurt somebody else. You keep your hands off kids. Briefly, InfoWarsLife.com has Survival Shield Nation IX2 that you've heard people go crazy about. And some folks are so deficient in it. But if your thyroid is full of a bunch of stuff, I mean, get ready for some serious stuff to go on. And consult your physician. This is the real deal. Same thing with Super Male and Super Female Vitality, all available. But X2 is selling out. It will probably sell out by Sunday. InfoWarsLife.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Some folks
are born, made to wait to fly. White and blue.
You know, I come up with a music list here on the show.
And when the band plays, hell to the deep blood.
That's why it's hard for me to turn the bumper music off. I like to listen to it.
It ain't me. It ain't me. It ain't me. No. I ain't no senator, son.
That's a good point.
It ain't me.
The globalists think they're insulated from all their corruption that they're putting on us, but history shows they'll always end up getting run over by their own system. Ooh, don't they help themselves? Just like Obamacare, the insurance companies just last year had almost a 50% increase in profit. Was it 48? Just off U.S. Obamacare. Global companies worldwide, 7.5 billion people, insurance companies all over the world, 48% increase in profits globally off screwing over American taxpayers. A global tax on the USA of chumps. And I love our country. I think our country's been exceptional. I love our republic. But I am ashamed of our nation. And I get up here and I talk about how I'm ashamed of it and run it down so we can change it. It's like telling your kid if they're being a slob, you're acting like a slob, clean up your room. But, I mean, it's gotten to the point where the gay and lesbian agenda, not of the average person that's gay or lesbian out there, I want to make that clear, but of the people driving it, is to take people's kids and sexualize them and have their way with them. I mean, girls 11 to 13 were taken on the field trip. I'm going to cover this more at the bottom of the next hour and get to Jakari's report as well. But it just shows how whacked out everything is. And it was a liberal, holistic school for K through 12. With emphasis on the democratic process, individualized instruction, academic freedom, self-motivation, cooperative learning, youth empowerment, and environmental stewardship, hardcore liberal. So you took them to a smut shop. God almighty. That just shows the unbelievable. I mean, I have an 11-year-old daughter. And I'm not a violent person, but if someone took my 11-year-old daughter to a porn shop, I don't care who it is, what color they were, if it was a school, an individual, anybody, I would call the police. But if I saw you, I would beat the living snot out of you. I mean, I couldn't help it. I would guaranteed start punching you in the eyes and the nose and stomping you. I mean, that's a normal response, too. I can't handle it anymore. I can't handle all you scum that think my kids belong to you. They don't. You got it? Get it through your head. Leave us alone. We're tired of it. Quit pushing us. Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC saying our kids belong to you. No, they don't, you stinking witch. You criminal cartel member. Shut up, you stinking pile of crap. Excuse me. Man, this pisses me off. I hadn't seen that article enough. They came in and gave it to me, and I went and read like three articles before I believed it. They're in the Minneapolis Star Tribune discussing whether it's good or not. I mean, that's the thing. They're in the news like, well, it is progressive. Yeah, men having orgies together. It's okay. Women all together. It's okay because it's not heterosexual. What the fuck? I don't care what it is, you stinking pervs. Oh, I mean, it's just over the top. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.